Friends, Freakouts and Very Secret Secrets by Karen McCombie.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Dear Mum, I was out for a walk with Grandma today. Well, when I say I was out for a walk with Grandma, what I mean is that Tor was there too, only he was pretending to be invisible, so we had to ignore him. Anyway, while Tor was trailing way behind us, I didn't bother asking him why he couldn't walk beside us, just because he was invisible, me and Grandma had a really nice talk. About you. About you when you were a little girl, actually. She told me about the time you'd cried when you found a dead mouse in the field behind your house. She told me how you'd decided to give it a proper burial, made it a little headstone cross out of two twigs tied together, and laid wild flowers on its grave every day for a week. Then you got curious to see what was happening to it and dug it up. Blee! She said you really started crying then. Grandma told me lots of stories like that, stories that I'd never heard before. Maybe you'd eventually have got round to telling me them, if you hadn't left. Oops, sorry. I'm doing that guilt trip thing again, aren't I? But then Grandma told me something else. Did you know about this? She and Grandad had thought about having another Sproglet after you, but they decided that they were so lucky to have such a lovely, pretty, perfect little girl that it would be greedy to expect more. Isn't that lovely? I told Lynn that story when I got home, but she just grunted and said it was probably because they couldn't stand the thought of going through the baby poo and baby vomit stage again. I tell you, Lynn's got a lot of bones in her body, but not one of them's romantic. Speaking of family secrets, I finally found out the whole story about my friend Kira's mum.